Will everyone in the Senate chambers and the gallery please rise for our prayer by our Reverend, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 26th Psalm we read, "Examine me, Lord, and prove me. Test my heart and mind. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I walk in faithfulness to you." Dear God of love and power, we are here, ready and eager to experience your power at work in this body. You offer changes that touch our lives and give us hope in the mystery of your presence. So guide our thoughts and efforts this week as we seek to follow your lead. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, here. Chappelle Nadal, Serapoy, here. Crawford, here. Cunningham, here. Curls, Dixon, here. Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, here. Hummel, Koenig, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
Senator from the Ninth is here. Senator from Buchanan. That comment is inappropriate, Senator. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Senator from the Second.
Mr. President, for the benefit of the body, the reporter Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV has been granted permission to take video in the chamber.
Thank you, Senator. That will be noted.
President, would you inquire of the Secretary if there is a communication from the Governor?
Secretary has indicated there is a communication from the Governor.
Mr. President, it has been distributed, and I would therefore request the reading be waived and that it be printed in the journal.
Hearing no objection, it shall be printed in the journal. Senator from the Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the Senate is on the order of business of resolutions.
And Mr. President, I have a resolution and ask that it be read.
Send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1, be it resolved by the Senate of the 99th General Assembly, second regular session, that the Secretary of Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate is duly convened in the first extra session of the second regular session and is ready for consideration of its business.
Could we have some quiet in the Senate chambers so that we can hear the majority leader's motions? I'm not looking at anybody specifically, but just in case. Senator from the Second.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Resolution Number 1 be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the Second. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize to close?
I close.
Senator from the Second moves for the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 1. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has been adopted. Senator from the Second.
Mr. President, I have a second resolution, and I ask that it be read.
Please send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 2, be it resolved by the Senate of the 99th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, Second Regular Session, that the rules adopted by the 99th General Assembly, Second Regular Session, as amended in so far as they are applicable, be adopted as the temporary rules for the control of the deliberations of the first extra session of the Senate of the 99th General Assembly, Second Regular Session, until permanent rules are adopted.
Senator from the Second.
Mr. President, I move the adoption of Senate Resolution Number 2.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the Second District. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the Second District renews his motion that Senate Resolution Number 2 be adopted. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Resolution Number 2. Senator from the Second.
Mr. President, without objection, I move that the Senate go to the order of business of introduction of bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will be on the order of business of introduction of bills. Senator from Butler County, for what reason do you rise?
President, I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 1, an act relating to computer science education, introduced by Senator Libela et al.
Senator, would you like to explain your bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. For those in the chamber, this is the same bill that we passed unanimously out of the Senate. However, it went to the House, came back with some changes with some STEM language on it, and there has been some changes made. And this is the bill that the governor did veto, and I was in support of that veto when I found out that the STEM language was too narrowly drawn to quite possibly benefit one provider of online curriculum from bidding on. So that has been changed quite some to allow most anybody that's wanting to provide educational online instruction. So that is the only change. This bill is also being started at in the House, and hopefully the House bill will move pretty fast and be able to allow not so many representatives having to stay an extra day, but I'm filing this bill as a companion bill just to make sure this gets done. So thank you very much, Mr. President. With that, Mr. President, I'd like to inquire the Senator from the left.
Senator from 11th, do you yield to a senator's inquiry from Butler?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, thanks a lot for all the work that you've done on this last year. We talked about this a little bit.
Yes.
But I know that you understand the importance of computer science and STEM awareness for our students and the lack of that we've had for several years. So.
Yeah, I do. And I don't believe that there was any sort of malfeasance or anything with this bill. This is just an honest mistake, and we're happy that we have the checks and balances that we have with the governor's office to be able to do this. And even more happy to be able to come back and fix this right away and get this moving down the pipeline. You know as well as I do how important this type of education is for the future generations. So I'm excited to get started in the special session so we can get this finished and done and work on whatever else we have to. But this is important to our kids, and I'm happy to be able to get going.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get this moving and get this taken care of this year and get
some thank you, Senator, honestly, for all of your hard work during the special, during the regular session on this bill, and your staff and everybody else. We'll pick it back up and get it done, hopefully.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 5th, what reason do you rise?
I would like to inquire the Senator from Butler.
Senator from Butler, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Well, you know, Senator, how's your summer going?
I'm sorry?
How's your summer going?
Great.
Good, that's good.
How's yours going?
I'm fantastic.
I haven't seen you down in my district this year.
Yeah, no, I don't have time.
You should be down on Current River by now.
Yeah, I don't have time to come to your district right now. But I want to talk to you about this here bill here. So it came through our committee, which I supported the bill, because, you know, we all are truly in support of cultivating STEM here in the state of Missouri, because we know that our skill level is not where it needs to be in order to attract jobs in the areas of math and science, right?
Well, so, we already have the jobs. We just don't have the...
The skill level.
The skill level.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to skill up. We call it skilling up. But my question to you, why are we here in special session when we could have dealt with this in January? How much money are we spending for special session? Do you know?
Well, hopefully that's why we're doing it, doing veto session. So there will be a cost to the taxpayers.
Well, veto session, you know, we usually end one day and out the next.
Yeah. No, I understand.
But we're here all week. How much is it going to cost taxpayers' dollars for us to be here dealing with one bill that we could have came back in January and fixed and did a emergency clause to? I mean, what was the logic behind spending so much money on this here piece of legislation where taxpayers, I'm sure it's going to be over $100,000-some. Is that one day?
I would say the importance level of it is the reason why we need to go ahead and get it done. You know, we're graduating seniors every year. And we need to get this moving. We have almost 11,000 jobs. Hang on a second.
I mean, you're preaching to the choir, because you know I know. But I'm saying, what's the difference between doing it now? I mean, how would it help those individuals now versus in January, where you still have to go through the process of saying, okay, this here takes place or it goes into effect? When does it go into effect?
Well, you know, if you owned an IT company, a high-tech company, and you were thinking about or considering maybe moving to Missouri or increasing your employment, you would like to see this bill move fast as possible to make sure it's actually going to happen. So you can go ahead and make your decision, go ahead and source your facilities, start doing all the things you need to do to get ready, because this is going to make a big difference on our students in your district.
Oh, I agree. So when will this here, once you pass it out the House, the Senate, and to the governor's mansion, when will it actually go into effect?
But I don't really know the answer to that, so I'll just have to figure that. Maybe somebody else knows the answer to that.
Well, let's say...
What is it? 90 days.
It goes into effect in 90 days.
90 days.
Okay.
My trusty chief of staff just told me 90 days, so...
So it goes into effect in 90 days. So I'm just saying, you know, personally, I support STEM. I just don't see how, you know, individuals in this chamber can be like on the line of being able to do away with waste and reduce, waste in city government, when I actually believe at the end of the day that what we're doing today, we could have done it in January and fast-paced it by way of an emergency clause versus being here dealing with this and spending taxpayers' dollars for something that we could have done.
You know, I agree with you. It should have been done years ago.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Christian Gooden of the Post-Dispatch has been granted to take still photos of in the chamber this afternoon.
Thank you, Senator. That will be noted. Senator from the second.
Mr. President, could you inquire of the Secretary whether there are messages from the governor?
There are messages from the governor.
Mr. President, I ask that the reading be waived and the letters be printed in the journal.
Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived and they will be printed in the journal. Senator from the second.
Mr. President, I'd ask you recognize the senator from Newton.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Will you please refer the appointments to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
They shall be so referred. Senator, for a second, would you like me to call the calendar?
Mr. President, please call the calendar.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Greene County, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. While this is not an introduction, I would like to do it at this time, if that's permissible to the chair. I have a request for a moment of silence, and I'll explain. This Thursday afternoon.
Senator from Greene has requested a moment of silence. Senator, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. This Thursday afternoon, we will, in Greene County, bury one of our deputy sheriffs. Friday night, late, news reports began to circulate after there were flash flood warnings and all of the terrible weather that came through, that emergency personnel were searching for one of our deputies in extreme northeast Greene County. And the sad news came a few hours later when they were able to locate the deputy's car. He had been responding to a 911 call in Fair Grove, Missouri, and hang up call. He was headed back. It was very dark, and his car was swept off into the Pomme de Terre River, and when they found him, the car was completely submerged. Deputy Aaron Roberts, who's 35 years old, has served the Greene County Sheriff's Department with distinction. They searched for more than an hour. Deputies, firefighters, and other law enforcement personnel from surrounding areas. And the Greene County Sheriff's Department is requesting, of course, prayers for the family and time to grieve. So the senator from Christian County and I would like to ask for the prayers of members and staff for Deputy Roberts' wife, Kim, and their daughter, Lydia, and for the larger law enforcement family as well, and for the entire leadership team at the Greene County Sheriff's Department. And Senator from Christian and I would also request a moment of silence and reflection in honor of Deputy Aaron Roberts.
Members of the Senate and our guests, please rise in a moment of silence for Deputy Roberts. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the next order of business is announcements, and I would ask you to recognize me for two announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, September 10th, 2018, at 5 p.m. at Millbottom, we will have the Southern Legislative Conference Volunteer Appreciation Event. I hope the staff and senators and everyone who volunteered and made the SLC convention here in Missouri this summer a success will attend. And secondly, tomorrow, Tuesday, September 11th at 1:30 p.m. in the Senate chamber will be the Senate Employee Recognition Ceremony. All are invited to attend.
Thank you, Senator. The order of business is announcements. Announcements. Seeing no further announcements, Senator from the second.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 1 p.m. Tuesday, September 11th, 2018.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the second. All in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Tuesday.
I know.
1 p.m. Tuesday, September 11th, 2018.